All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3, WQAM.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I want you guys to guess. What flavor you think this is?
Is that SpongeBob?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess pineapple.
Correct.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea. That's what I would guess.
Yeah.
Is it beer or soda?
Soda. It's lollipop.
What?
Lollipop.
You're home. It's responsible if you want to throw back some brewskis.
First of all, you know I don't drink beer.
That's fair. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. We have some unfortunate breaking news on the Miami Dolphins front. Adam Schefter has just tweeted out, Dolphins running back Alexander Mattison underwent season-ending neck surgery on Sunday in Chicago. Mattison hurt his neck during Sunday's game against the Bears and was taken by ambulance to a local hospital and had surgery.
Wow. To have surgery that quick, it must have been.
Yeesh. Brutal.
I mean, he did bounce off of his head.
No, he did. He did, but he was playing good.
It was crazy, right? That's how freak accidents could happen. Like, he just bounced off of his head in a way where when he laid on the ground, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I was wondering because, like, they looked like they were, like, checking his sternum at first. Like, I was like, did he get cracked?
No, they were checking for, like, how are you breathing? Yeesh. Can you move? They're holding him in place more than anything.
Man. Well, the Dolphins apparently have had Jamal Williams in for a workout, running back. And that's that. But the Dolphins have just lost Alexander Mattison, who looked like he was on his way to getting plenty of carries with this Dolphins team. But now it is down to Achan, Jalen Wright, and Ollie Gordon, too. OG, too. He looked good, by the way, yesterday.
I mean, I think, you know what's amazing? Is I'm watching some of these guys run, and we think because they're bigger, they're going to be more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, that Achan, he...
He impresses you?
He runs with some authority, you know, even with his speed. My thing is if you just point your speed in one direction and run, they can catch up to you. But if you disguise it and then explode, then it looks great. And I think that's why I like play starting inside or off tackle. So it gives you the flexibility of being able to read, cut back, or go forward, right? When you're an offense and you run a sweep or something along those lines, you're eliminating half of the football field for yourself.
A couple other details from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He writes on Alexander Mattison that he is expected to make a full recovery. He's going to be out for the season, but does have full strength and motion.
So he must have a fractured vertebrae in his neck, and they have to stabilize it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Crazy.
Yep, it is.
Dolphins, their second preseason game is going to be against the Detroit Lions this week. The Dolphins still out on the road. They went straight to Detroit after Chicago. So this is a training camp that's gone out on the road, which got to be good for, you know, they're doing some camaraderie things out on the road as well. You got to think that's, you know, a nice little change of pace taken from play space after, you know, sweating their ass. Although apparently it was super hot at that game yesterday.
Yeah. It gets hot, believe it or not.
High in the Midwest.
During camp, it gets hotter up north. So when I was in Minnesota, we had a lot of 100-degree days. It's just not as humid. I wonder if they're going to go to Windsor.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Cause I'm like,
it's right across the street.
Of Brett Romberg?
Yeah.
It's right across the street.
It's not really much trouble you can get into Detroit other than Windsor.
Hmm.
No, Hey. Don't sleep on Detroit.
Really?
Yeah. I would say this. Never trust a city that greets you with a balled up fist.
Maybe they take you, maybe they're going to go to the home of Zach Sealer.
The Joe Louis. Wait, so let me show you here. This is how they do Michigan. Detroit's like right here.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's from is like up here. And then you have this part right here.
Is that like by one of the lakes?
Yeah, the lake.
All of them? No. How many lakes do they have up there?
Lake Michigan. Erie is on the East Coast, I want to say. Or is that, is Erie, is Ohio also?
Dude, geography kicks my ass. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Michigan lakes.
No, you got Lake Erie and Lake Michigan. Lake Michigan's on the other side.
What are we talking
about, Erie.
The Great Lakes?
I think I want to say Lake Michigan is on the side with Illinois.
Where's Lake Huron?
Or Wisconsin on the other side. And then Erie is along where Ohio is and then Buffalo.
You guys like that Lake Superior?
I mean, you gotta like the name. It's Superior.
Oh, man. So, well, sucks for Alexander Mattison. That's a brutal piece of news to hit the Dolphins yesterday or today on their one of their running backs.
Say, Rome said Leroy's hand tells me a lot on how tough he is.
Boof.
Hey, I got more screws and pins in my body. Hey, and I will say this. I've had surgery in the morning and did the show in the evening.
That's true. Barry Jackson tweets out, so the Dolphins lose their best cornerback in Kader Kohou and their best short yardage back in training camp in Madison. When you combine terrible luck with too many bad decisions, this is how you lose for a quarter of a century.
No. I will say this. As much as I like what Madison did and how he was, you know, proving to be a contributor, the attitude of physicality should run through your entire offense. And like I said, Achane runs hard. He breaks tackles. He weaves in close fits. He does that stuff. The only time Achane struggles sometimes is when you have him running sideways and his shoulders are pointed to the sidelines. So I would say the attitude of what they're talking about has more to do with the system than the players, because everybody will get on board about this physicality.
Yesterday after the game, Ben Johnson, he spoke about Mike McDaniel, and this was the Lions coach. You got this, Vlad, what the Lions coach had to say on how Mike McDaniel runs his offense?
I mean, I've always respected him from afar. I mean, when he was at San Francisco to – now in Miami, some of the stuff, in particular the run game, is it's next level. There's no one else that does it quite like he does. He finds a way to find space to the inside and, you know, perimeter runs. He can gash teams that way. So he is a little bit of that mad scientist. And so there's a lot of respect there just from a schematic standpoint. And I know they've got a good one there. Shoot, when Tua's been healthy, they've been rolling, and they've been a playoff team, really. For all 3 years. So I think he does a great job with that crew and looking forward to our relationship continuing to grow.
It seems like there's no beef there from their from the camp, unless Mike McDaniel yelled at him and then he felt like he had to cower and publicly grovel.
See? Mike McDaniel being
maybe
aggressive.
Maybe Mike McDaniel's like, you know what you did, Ben Johnson.
I'm going to step up to your big brother now.
I'm about to give Man Campbell the business. You better make right when that post press conference hits.
I'm just saying, man.
You better call me a mad scientist, or I'm going to concoct something that just you're not going to see coming. Because what does that mean exactly? Just kiss my ass in public.
Oh, man.
The training camp reports are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of over 60 Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there.
Don't want me to turn aqua. That's funny, Jimmy.
You wouldn't like me if I'm perturbed.
Point for Twitcher.
By the way, with us being on the FM, we got to like make sure when we're playing certain cuts, got to bring the volume low. Mm-hmm. Apparently now it's too loud when you, yeah. So some of the, like, you know, all right, the point for Leroy, got to bring the volume down all a little right. bit.
Listen, we're all learning here on FM 104.3 WQAM. We're learning. We'll find the new levels. We've been crackling on AM for a while. We're happy to have you. We're happy to be here. And, you know, for those who have a problem with it right now, I don't know what to tell you.
Minus one for Sass.
He's so happy now.
This man is so upset that I have that I don't have buttons. Crazy. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Oh, hello.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Pretty good, pretty busy, but...
I got rained out on Saturday. No golf.
Oh, goodness, sorry. Apologize. So much rain.
Jen Figgy, FM Jen Figgy's different. She comes early now.
Yep.
You noticed that, right? It's not 12:40. It's not the last.
It's 12:19.
It's 12:19.
It's true.
FM Jen Figgy. Yeah,
just trying to show up for my alt emos.
FM Jen Figgy.
It's a sports station now, but, you know, just in case they're still there.
Yes, for all of our alt listeners who are rocking out with their shark out, we welcome you. We welcome you. And don't worry, because if you love emo, we got a team for you. They're called the Miami Dolphins.
Point for Toby.
Yeah, but to some people, emo is... like terrifying because they're unfamiliar. There's nobody afraid of the Dolphins.
No. Well, except for Dolphins when it comes to December and the inevitable.
Well, I mean, listen. The first sign of fixing something is acknowledging that you have a problem.
That is what they say.
Before this year and before this camp, they had never identified that we needed to be tougher.
You sure so it was this camp? I feel like last camp we were talking about it a lot.
No.
I feel like we were. I feel like they talked about it a lot, and then Bradley Chubb just said, in mini camp this year, he goes, yeah, we were lying.
Yeah.
We acknowledged it, but we were lying.
You see? You see? They need something.
They need people in their locker room like Jordan Brooks that holds them accountable. To be tough.
I do like Jordan Brooks. Jordan Brooks, I mean, he was the guy. He called out the team after that Green Bay game. And he goes, we were soft. We played soft. We were soft. That didn't help. They still went out and they lost to Houston. But
that's not – but again, I would say this. Your coaches and your other players have to put you in positions to be tough. And I think that athletes will respond. If never in that situation. So understand this. This happens a lot. When your offense plays that kind of sprint game and you defend that game on a daily basis, then when you get in regular games and you got to deal with straight ahead football, sometimes it's difficult because you never had to deal with it. I'll give you a perfect example. We played, who is it we play? Oh, every year we play the Houston Oilers.
Okay.
They ran that run and shoot offense. Here's the kicker. They didn't even have a tight end on the roster. So every time we played them, guess what we did? play with two tight ends. Why? Because they had never dealt with that type of physicality, never having to practice against a tight end at no point during their offseason or during their year. So having those two big guys on the end of the line of scrimmage when you always play nickel was a problem.
Yeah, well, you could look at the Dolphins roster right now and say they don't have any tight ends the way things are going.
I mean, Waller had a year off. Why are we cuddling him?
Dude, I didn't even know. Like, I was like, oh, he's on the team? Like, he was there in his jersey and whatnot. They go to Panama and be like, yeah, you know, he's coming around. Like, when?
Yeah, like, I'm like,
what are we doing? You going to just drop him out of the sky?
Like, first of all, you don't sign anybody or bring them in if they're not in some kind of shape. Right?
That's what I would think.
So the first question that I would ask Darren Waller is, what have you done to get in football shape?
Rap.
And then work him out.
Make music videos.
Fumble Kelsey Plum.
Man, I mean, I get it. You know, he's got a relationship with Frank Smith. So if your offensive coordinator and you know, he goes to Mike McDaniel and he tells him, no, he's good. Like, he better be good. Like, he better be ready to roll. I don't understand, like, this whole, we have a wink. I just need a camp to get ready. Is that what we're doing? And by the way, he hasn't exactly lit the world on fire in a while. Been a while since he was that dude. But even before the break.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. I may look a fool. My expectations with that guy are 0.0.
I mean, but that's what they should have been beforehand, right?
I don't know. Like, I think I just think that when they do this, like, they're like, oh, yeah, no, this is going to work out. Like, this is – he's going to come in, and it's going to be like Gronk and Tampa. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
No, he doesn't play that style of football.
I know he doesn't play that way.
Like,
I know it's not that style for style. I'm just saying, like, I don't think he's going to walk in off the couch and just be like, yeah, you know, I got this. I'm very skeptical on that one. That's all.
Right.
That's it. I am. I'm not counting on it. I have more faith that Tanner Connor is going to work out this time around.
Chris said it perfectly. Tell me if you feel how you feel about this. I expect the same production out of Waller that we got at OBJ last year. I really want to be wrong, but fool me once.
No, 100%.
Oh no, fleece me once. Shame on you. Fleece me twice? Because that's what OBJ did last year. He fleeced
but
you guys.
No, he got a lot of money. Oh, you got Waller ain't getting a lot of money.
But you traded who would ended up being your best receiver last season.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to pay him. So you tried to do a discount and you try to get.
You got a Timu tight end?
Not even Timu. You got Dollar Tree tight end.
Five and below, not even five below.
Yo, five and below, you're giving him too much credit. He's lucky to be 99 cents.
I think Julian Hill is five and below. It's like an incomplete product.
Hell no. Julian Hill's clearance.
You know it is. Julian Hill is like
he's clearance.
That toy that you buy and it says battery sold separately.
No, but with Julian Hill batteries included, you want to get rid of them.
Those are always so disappointing.
You want to get rid of them.
Because you don't realize it. Especially if somebody give you a toy as a gift, nobody realizes until after you open it up and can't play with it.
On the bright side, it does seem like they got some receiving talent. Like, that's the good thing.
Gotta like the Washingtons.
I like Taj. I like Malik.
I would like somebody Nick with Westbrook, a little more Akine. Size. Can we get somebody with a little more size?
No.
No, we
beggars
got
can't
hands.
Be choosers. Well, I mean, I think Malik Watt.
The whole wide receiver core could fit on the little yellow bus because they're tiny.
If everybody gets on their shoulders, they can go on any roller coaster they want. Speaking of, by the way.
Why do you always size and fat shame, bro?
Hey, I'm just saying.
I swear to you, Leroy.
They could fit all of them on the smaller bus. They don't have to get the big bus.
Leroy, how tall are you?
6 foot.
You know, some people might think you're short.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't get my feelings hurt.
We represent the receiver.
The lollipop man. The lollipop man.
This is why, by the way, the Dolphins have to fight, is because their coach is 5'8", their quarterback is 5'9". Their receivers are all 5'9".
They're
tiny.
Can I tell you, if I'm that size, anywhere I'm going with Patrick Paul.
Yep. You get him, big dog.
Get him, big dog.
Him and Sealer.
When I was at Michigan, I had two of the biggest linemen.
Jumbo.
In the history of linemen. Jumbo Elliott. And after him was, I can't think of his name. He was like 350. He got drafted in the first round by the Raiders, or second round. Greg Skrepnik was bigger than Jumbo.
He sounds like an offensive lineman.
Oh.
Greg Skrepnik.
Yeah.
Lineman.
Massive.
Where's he from? Ohio? Michigan?
No.
Mike, I don't know. Mike says, is Tobin still looking for that plus 2,500 on Hill? I don't know, man. I get more nervous with every game.
You know it's going to be plus 4,500. It's going to be plus 4,500.
No, he's going to buy. Look, and he's going to say, and to make my parlay right, I'm going to throw in a
anytime touchdown.
Getting greedy.
I'm going to throw in a Malik Washington.
Anytime touchdown.
And I'm going to throw in a Malik Washington anytime touchdown. You got to figure. They're going to double team Tyreek and Jalen Waddle.
That's true.
See, he's already thinking.
Hey. You do realize, no matter what you do on defense, if I want to get a certain guy open, I can run route combinations to get him open. That's why you always hear like star wide receivers complaining about it sometimes, and everybody wonder why they complaining. It's because of that.
Well, as long as they just don't throw the fade to Tyreek Hill anymore.
What are they going to throw it to?
I don't know. Do that thing where he's right at the goal line and turns around. That one always works. Why do they throw it to the back of the end zone?
Hey, in the business, we call that a fade stop.
Just like a little, that's a good move.
Oh, you're talking about that touchdown he caught against the Patriots in that Sunday night game where he was just, looked like he was going, and then he just quickly went sideways and boom, touchdown.
Yep.
Right over the goal line.
That's gold.
That's.
They've used that fade one time against the Chargers. It's never worked since.
That was it. They saw it work week one. It was over. They thought they could do that play every time.
Got addicted to it, man. It's ridiculous. Tell you what else you want to be addicted to. Great dry cleaning service. That's what you want to be addicted to. Because let me tell you something, Leroy. For the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida, you want to use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. It's back to school time, all right? So everybody's got the new outfits you maybe want to get put together. Maybe you lost a little weight over the summer. You want to tighten it up, your teacher. You want to have those wardrobes all ready and rocking and roll for this school year. Use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. They got a seamstress on site, Leroy. Mama Aura, she's getting those things done for you. She'll take care of it. Same day sewing. Just let them know what you need.
You know you bought those clothes. You got them off the rack. You got your school uniforms and whatever, and now after a week your kid's gonna come in and say, hey, I too big, too long, too short, or whatever. Give Ira a call. They've been around for 40 plus years, family owned. They can do same day sewing. They have a seamstress on site. Mama Ira,
pick up drop off.
They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. And if you use our name, we still got that 25%.
You know it. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy, 25% off your order. So call or text Aura anytime. Here's the number, 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. And I promise you, once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you're never going to want to launder your own clothes again. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Dolphins played to a draw. 24-piece with the Chicago Bears. They got the Lions coming up this week. If you guys are just tuning in, we found out that Alexander Mattison, running back, he had to have neck surgery in Chicago, and he is done for the season. So very unfortunate news there.
Very unfortunate. Like, I just, like, I'm in the same boat I am with the Heat. First and foremost, I want everybody to be healthy. So you can identify what you have and don't have. It's nothing worse than starting the season scrambling at certain positions. And so from that standpoint, that's a little frustrating just in general. And sometimes, like, your team gets that bug. The Heat have had it for how many years now? Where somebody crucial gets hurt at the wrong possible time.
It's been tough. It's been tough. But hopefully, you know, the Dolphins can find somebody to step up. And hopefully he has a full recovery. The reports are that he will have a full recovery, but he is going to miss the year.
Yep.
So that is
neck is nothing to play with.
Nothing to play with, dude. Nothing to play with. So let's get to the mixed bag here. And first off, let's get let's tickle Vlad here a little bit with some Jets talk. Aaron Glenn, this was a new Jets coach, excited that the Jets got themselves a preseason win. He's out here saying a win's a win no matter when it is.
No, not. A win is a win. And I was always taught to, if you want to be a winner, not only have to understand how to win, but to understand how to consistently win. And this is a great win for our guys. A lot of good things that happened in this game, but there's a lot of things that we got to clean up, a number of things. And we will clean those up.
All right. What did you think of the performance, Vlad? How did you like how the Jets fared in their first preseason game?
I liked it. You know, I was happy to see my first unit, my first team on there. They scored an opening drive touchdown. Saw the members of the defense. They were playing. I like Aaron Glenn as a coach. I like him as a player, and I like him as a coach. He's bringing kind of similar to what Ben Johnson's bringing with the Bears, and which is the Man Campbell attitude, holding everybody accountable. I like the fact that when a player got into a fight, he went on the field and was chastising. I mean, like, yelled at him. Like, you don't, like, daddy yelling to a child. You don't want to disappoint your daddy when after he yells at you like that. So I was happy with it, but it's only preseason. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, also in preseason, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they unveiled their plan for Travis Hunter, who played on both sides of the football, Leroy.
I think that's cool.
This is Liam Cohen, the Jaguars coach. You may remember him from such awkward press conferences as Duval.
That's the guy?
That's the guy. This is what he had to say on Travis Hunter.
I mean, I think he made a couple good catches on some option routes and, you know, missed the one tackle defensively that I noticed. Like, that was the only things that I, you know, kind of noticed about his overall play in terms of that. I'll have to watch the tape on how he operated defensively a little bit more. But I thought offensively he made the right decisions on those option routes, made a good catch, almost broke out of that one where kind of Trevor put it behind him on that third down we talked about. But, you know, I'll have to go watch the tape a little bit more to know more.
Wow. All right. It sounds like, you know, Shador Sanders has bragging rights for Colorado Buffaloes this weekend.
Yeah, one guy was drafted second. The other one was drafted, like, you know, 163rd. So I think Travis is all right.
Speaking of Kevin Stefanski, this is what he had to say on Shador Sanders' debut performance for the preseason.
Many really, really good teaching moments on this tape. But big picture for Shador and our quarterbacks, that position, taking care of the football. I think zero giveaways from our offense is a very big deal and goes a very long way, like we talked about, to winning and losing football games.
All right. I think it's time to tell old baby hands Kenny Pickett to take a hike. That's what I think. Everybody's going to be buzzing in Cleveland right now. You know them.
Why you say it like that?
You just know them. You know right now in Cleveland sports radio, they are fawning over Shador Sanders. Like, no one's going to be thinking about Dylan Gabriel.
As long as the queen says everything's okay, Mary Kay Cabot, that's that. If she says everything's good, then, you know, then I'll trust it.
I feel like
she's the gospel.
I feel like, Leroy, you don't think like the buzz right now is all on Shador? Like, there's not a Dylan Gabriel muse or Dylan Gabriel fan club over there that's like, no, we gotta get an old DG in there.
I don't know. I think they just added, like, what I'll use a Spo saying. Make me play you. I think that's what Shador did, and nobody knew when that opportunity was going to come. Everybody thought it was going to come later on in the game or the preseason. It came sooner than later. He responded. Now we got to see how he responds to more pressure. And simple as that. He has put them in a position to make him play. If they decide, well, he played this week, he's not going to play next week, then they're doing a bad job. Because you don't know who your quarterback is going to be yet.
Nope.
And it ain't his fault that them other guys didn't play.
I think those guys' hammies all of a sudden felt a little better after watching that performance. If you're going to win a quarterback competition and you got the tight hammy, you're like, eek. How bad are those hamstring injuries?
Because you can't – it gets to the point where even when you feel better, you're scared to, like, go full go. And I think that's the thing. So you kind of – you have to get back to where you're comfortable, to where you can just play. And sometimes that's hard because you know what that hammy felt like when you tweaked it.
Speaking of Mary Kay Cabot, third-round pick Dillon Gabriel back in the thick of the four-way competition. He returned to team drills today.
I bet you he was when he started to do a play.
I bet you he was, dude.
Hey, my hammy feel much better now, good. Coach.
Get me out there, Coach.
That look they both had on the sideline was like, oh, crap.
Like, we better get our ass out there.
Dillon, I would say
get you running with the twos today.
You can't not continue with Shador, right?
I'm with you.
He needs to take some first-team snaps. That's what I think.
Right.
Otherwise, what is it, a competition or is it not a competition? Part of competition, show up to the competition. He showed up. He balled out. He deserves reps.
Does that mean Snoop got let go now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because if Dillon Gabriel's back.
I don't know if anybody's on PUP.
They ain't going to let nobody go early. They don't have to. The only downfall of camp is you got to go from 90 to 53.
Right. I think he's probably – I don't know if, like, Kenny Pickett's on PUP or something like that, and so he's on the roster. I'm not sure. Not sure, Vlad. Cam Ward, he only did a couple drives this past game. This is what Cam Ward had to say about his first preseason action.
It's not really too different from college. Just more of being – I would say alerted on third downs, just the cans that you can get to in Coach Callahan's offense, and then just getting the ball out when it needs to be out.
All right.
So basically more time throws. He made some and I said this last year. I would lean towards Cam over Shador because I saw Cam firsthand make on-time throws more than I saw Shador do it. Doesn't mean he can't do it. Just mean that I haven't seen it as much.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched this past weekend, I said, oh, he made some time on-time throws, planted that back foot, threw it with accuracy, slid around inside the pocket, scrambled a couple of times, did a lot of things really well that, like, it garners the efforts of the organization to say, let's see if we can develop this guy.
Here was Brian Callahan on his number one overall pick and what he thought of Cam Ward's preseason action.
Cam played well in his two series that he got. You know, kind of a weird first half with three possessions. Had one three and out and then came back and led a touchdown drive. I thought he looked good. Started to feel a little bit comfortable. Was begging to go back in, but that wasn't in the cards for tonight. I thought he did some good things and it was encouraging.
You love that when you can say a guy's begging to go in, but not in the cards, Cam. Not in the cards.
I mean, you still want to play, right?
Definitely.
And like, no matter what, you want to play.
And Ben Johnson, Bears coach, that's what he had to say on finishing with a tie.
Assess the feeling in the locker room on a tie like that. Those guys went out there and they laid it out. You know, all those guys that were active, they did a great job going out there and competing. And you just don't know how to feel when it ends up being 24-24. It doesn't matter preseason or not. You go out there, they're keeping score, and you're playing to win. So I'd say this. I think those guys, they did a phenomenal job going out there. The effort was there. The intensity was there throughout. I think a number of guys, knowing that there were no reserves behind them, they really fought through a lot.
Sounds like the old sister kisser. That is the mixed bag. I don't know, a busy, busy NFL weekend. We had a 70-yard field goal at one point. Crazy. Football is back. kind of.
It is. I found myself watching a lot more football than I thought I would watch.
I know. Football is back. But the only reason why you're saying kind of is because you haven't laid a wager on it yet. Once you lay a wager, that's when you know football is back. But you're not going to lay a wager as of now in the preseason because you don't know who's playing. But if you get an indication that maybe the ones are going to play an extended period of time, an extended time, then I think you might lay a wager.
Well, I'm a big fan of player props, as you know, Vlad, and there's no player props in the preseason on at least the Hard Rock app, so that bums me out. Like, if I could bet on some things on Hard Rock app, I would very much like to gamble on it, and they won't let me do that till week one, so I'm stuck here just, you know, enjoying football for the love of it.
Oh, the hell? You lying. Stop lying.
Why does it in the preseason?
You know what? If there was no action, football wouldn't be the most popular sport.
Agreed. Fantasy football changed the game.
That's it. That changed.
Fantasy football changed the game for everybody. But I'm not even a big fantasy fan. I like gambling. But that's like Mickey Mouse gambling. Well, it's masked gambling.
Here's the problem with you. Okay. Your gambling consists of, no matter what bet you start, with a Julian Hill anytime touchdown, we can't take you serious.
Look, I'm just doing that out of failed principle. That's what I'm doing
And that's what they're hoping on.
Yeah, no, agreed. That is what they're hoping, but.
You know, every week they go, well, we know we can get this $5 from Tobin if we just put a big number on Julian Hill.
Maybe I'll parlay UFC with some preseason this weekend on Saturday.
And now that it can end, well, it can't end in a tie because they get point spreads.
Yep. But it's, I don't know. I mean, it was an interesting preseason because there are a lot of things that we're trying to see. There's a lot of rookies you're intrigued by. There's a lot of second year guys you're intrigued by. So I'm not going to, and honestly, we do as bad as they were. You do want to see the backup quarterbacks because I want to know if they're going to work out. Now, do I think they're going to work out? I was hoping Quinn Ewers would give me a little more something.
But what my question to you is, what are you expecting from a backup quarterback? There's only 20 quarterbacks who are
viable,
bona fide starters. So if you have a backup who balls out too much, somebody going to try to get him. Because there's 12 teams that really don't have a long-term quarterback.
I get you. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you saw my face. It's very interesting that you said that, Leroy, because what was Tobin actually expecting in Quinn Ewers when he wished him no success?
Oh, I do wish him no success. Don't get me wrong. But, like, if I'm going to watch, I have no choice but to watch. Like, his success in the preseason doesn't really matter because Tua is the starter no matter what, Jennifer. So it's his success is negligible. It doesn't matter. But I'm telling you right now.
Don't be upset by him then.
Sheesh. In the event we're left to get on our Quinn Ewers flotation device, we may be sinking.
Sinking? You're drowning.
He may be in trouble.
I had to look away when he was on the field.
I agree with this. If our fan base knew we had a franchise quarterback, nobody would give a damn about the backup. I believe, to some extent, the people that are making a big deal about the backup have questions about Tua.
But Tua has – but while that is true, I don't think it's a question of talent. Some people still have questions of Tua's talent, and that's fine. It is what it is. Tua has durability issues. He doesn't stay healthy.
Yeah, so you have to pay attention to that. More than other teams would.
Yeah.
Like,
last year was a disaster.
Do you care who Josh Allen's backup is?
No.
Do you care who, and part of it is because these guys are so elite that anybody you have as a backup is going to be a huge step down.
Yeah, I can't. We were doing this game last week. Like, I didn't even know that Lamar Jackson's backup was Cooper Rush. I had no idea that he was in Baltimore.
Which is crazy.
I had no idea.
Giants. What about the Giants? The Giants got all kind of.
They got Jameis. You see Jameis got his team out of a walkthrough by praying? but he made everybody go to Bible study.
He's so great.
Brian Daboll's like, all right, if somebody can hit a pass, can hit the crossbar, no walkthrough. And Jameis Winston goes out there and he goes, I just want us all to know before I throw this that we have Bible study at 3:30. So I hope to see you all there. Boom, boom, hits the crossbar. They all go crazy for him. But now you got to go to Bible study.
You know what? You can say what you want about him. Everybody loves that dude.
Because he's genuine.
I've golfed with him, right? And he is genuinely that dude. Like, he ain't trying to be something he's not. That's who he is. He reminds me a little bit of Randall Cunningham. Randall Cunningham had a very similar demeanor as far as how he went about things, how he talked, and stuff like that. Jameis, now, I watched Jameis play. Is it me, or did he look like his face shield was made like Mr. Magoo?
This past
so
week?
You know how Mr. Magoo had the magnified front window of his car?
He still can't see?
I don't know, dude, but if you go look at pictures of his
He's been squinting since FSU. He can't see yet?
If you look at his shield, it looks like a magnifying glass.
I didn't even know. I didn't watch the Giants preseason. I saw the Jackson Dart throw, but I didn't watch their game. You're telling me he's still got the eye thing?
He doesn't squint because he got his eye. He had surgery, remember?
That's what I thought. You remember him looking at those stupid signs on the sidelines? He's like looking. Yeah. He's like,
I mean, I'm going to tell you like this.
I think that's Leprechaun.
There's two quarterbacks that are in the same boat. Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston. If you have to rely on them, they're going to give you 2 or 3 weeks of Hall of Fame football. Then they're not. And you're going to be riding high for them through 2 or 3 weeks? And then Jameis going to do Jameis.
Jameis is like trying to like look at the sidelines. He goes, is that a Fruit Loops box that he's holding up? What the hell am I supposed to run here? Jimbo Fisher's like, Jameis, it's very clearly 2K insane.
That was good. That was really good.
Jimbo Fisher heisting Texas
A&M. If you see a picture of him, The shield looks like it's a magnifier.
I've got to check this out. I'm very curious now. I want to see what it looks like. Pretty wild. Are you sure it wasn't Photoshop?
I was watching it live during the game.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I didn't want to make sure you didn't get fooled by the internet. That's all. No judgment. Just a question.
It's a fair question.
It's a fair question.
Real fair question.
It's a fair question. It's a fair question. We'll take a break here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We take you up until 2. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.